Greetings, Gunslinger Posse, and welcome to Branded, the home edition for October 2nd, 2024. He's Tom Manas, the head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host of Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, a show all about the San Antonio Gunslingers of the Indoor Football League. We ask that you like and subscribe on YouTube, like and follow on Twitter and Facebook, and sound off in our comments section, letting us know where you are in the world and any comments and questions you have. Coach, any comments before we get started here?
Nope. Glad to be here.
And we called it homecoming for a reason. Coach is back home, and we are back in business and back with the first quarter in just a moment on Branded.
It's the high school football season, the most exciting time of the year.
That's right, Greg, and John Wayne Service Company is in on the action with Texas Sports Productions.
Watch and listen to the hundreds of games this season on the all-new TSP app and vote for the John Wayne Player of the Game during the games and the John Wayne Player of the Week beginning on Sundays during the season.
Go to johnwayne.com to vote and be automatically entered to win a $10,000 home makeover.
Get in the game today with TSP
and John Wayne Service Company.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby.
Woo! That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
And welcome back to Branded for our first quarter. Greetings from Ronald Collier, saying he's checking in from Gallatin, Tennessee. And Joseph Rodriguez saying the suspense is killing me. Well, it's killing us too. But first, before we get started with I'm not sure, but we did say that we were going to be announcing player signings, and it is October 2nd. But before we get to that, I'd like to talk about where Coach has been and why we're calling this show homecoming. Wait, you had a comment first, Coach, before we get started?
No.
All right. Well, let's get to it. Where has Coach been? Welcome to our 1970s-style slideshow.
Hey, Ralph, is my mic echoing a little bit?
Not to me, Coach. You sound great on mine.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure so it wasn't like a torture treatment for the next hour.
I certainly hope not.
Okay. So tell us about this. we were at Flathead Lake Lodge in Montana for Tom Jr. And Brittany's wedding. You can see how gorgeous it was by the pics. Sorry about this, everybody, but Ralph did this. It's just the lodge we stayed at, they had hundreds of horses, everything you could do on horseback. That's Flathead Lake, which is 300 feet deep and crystal clear. Got some fishing in one afternoon. That's at actually at Glacier National Park right there, that picture. Susan and I did a trip up there. That's just driving to and from the lodge every day. I think Miss Susan's convinced we're going to get something. We're going to get a house somewhere in Montana one day. Yeah, that's Tom and me. That's on the meet and greet Friday. We had that. Then we had a big steak fry. And there's the lovely couple, Tommy and Brittany. Okay, this is the mouse racing. This is an event held there where you actually bet on these mice running across this rope. And I got to tell you, it was a lot of money involved in that. There's my mouse. That was mine. That slow little rodent didn't do anything. Cost me $100. We had this great singers throughout the whole weekend. This guy sang like Johnny Cash. I mean, he sounded just like him. And he did all Western ballads. This is how they got the wedding parties to and from the mountaintop on these restored fire trucks that were great. Just so fun. That's me in front of mine and Miss Susan's cabin that we stayed at for the weekend. There's dinner the wedding night. There's just one table of several like that, all of Tom and Brittany's friends. That's their brand. I think that's the B and Lazy T. Or Rockin' Tea. They had their own brand made, and I actually branded one of my cowboy hats with that. There's the champagne fountain they did in the cocktail party. That's the where we had the ceremony itself was on a lake in front on top of a mountain, and it was beautiful. I mean, second to none, some of the best stuff I'd ever seen in my life. And Brittany, thank God, she's an event planner by trade, and she, trust me, she picked out some pretty spectacular locations. And there's me and Mama at the wedding, and that's how we closed it right there. So, isn't she pretty though? Miss Susan's gorgeous, I'll tell you what.
Absolutely. Now joining us now in the show is our very, very first guest of a series of guests, we hope. We're joined by Riveries Rivers, and a special individual this guy is. Let's bring him on to the stage. I actually like that layout a little bit better. For those who don't know Mr. Rivers, in 2024, he had 80 solo tackles, number three in the IFL, 53 assists for number four, but was number one overall with 9 interceptions as he went on to be named the defensive player of the year in the IFL. And boy, howdy, that's a need that we needed filled. And welcome Riveries Rivers to the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Hey, thank you. It's awesome to be part of this organization. You know, I'm looking forward to helping the team get better on both sides of the ball, just being, you know, able to be a great player on and off the field. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it. And it's Rivarius, by the way. You know, I have a funny first name, but it's pronounced Rivarius. But most people call me Vi. That's what I pronounce. That's what I go by.
We worked that out in pre-show. He's now Vi to me. In everything. It's either going to be, hey, Rivers or Vi. Yeah.
Rivers works just as good.
Well, so, that's my job as the broadcaster. I have to get it right. Rivarius.
I want to talk about this for a second. So we hadn't had an opportunity to speak during the season, obviously, for restriction purposes, right? But this young man's been on our radar for a long time. And the biggest factor that we chose in making our offer to him and wanting him to be a part of this team. Not only is he first team all IFL, great athlete, number one in interceptions, all that. But he is a character guy that fits perfectly into our team structure and team culture. And in our first conversation, we kind of shared that. And I think we both kind of knew at that point that it was going to be a good home type relationship, you know? So what I want to do is, because a lot of people don't know you because we hate Green Bay. Now, a lot of people who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about not only your playing, your family, your mindset, the things that you shared with me on day one that really sold me.
Well, first and foremost, I give all my glory to God. You know, I'm very religious. I believe we should live each day greater than we did the day before. So that's one thing that I'm bringing to the table that, you know, kind of goes not unseen, but maybe unheard of from a lot of different other players. But I bring the leadership to the, you know, team on and off the field. I'm able to make plays that sometimes you might not think can be made, but, you know, I deliver just a wow factor. You know, I'm just trying to come out here to be better than I was last year. That's always just my goal, to improve and stuff. And, you know, just about me, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. I was born and raised here. I went to school in Valdosta, Georgia. I went there, I won the national championship there. It was a great experience there and stuff. So I'm just trying to catapult off that, just those memories, and trying to just relive them and bring a championship to San Antonio like I know we should.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, and again, when he said, you know, about being a man of God and being better every day, that echoes our sentiments, obviously, which is God, family, football, and our organization. And we don't just say it, we live it. So he is not only I think, if not the best, one of the top best defensive backs in all of indoor football, all leagues. But the character side of it is the differential, you know, that moral compass, that thing that the people in San Antonio have come to expect from us. And that's the biggest thing that I think he brings to the table. And we're just glad to have you. And we're going to, you know, the town's going to, I was looking at some chats that were coming over, and a lot of people commenting already about how great, you know, welcome, guns up, you know. One guy said the suspense is killing me beforehand, and now he's all happy. Go figure. But, you know, even our sponsors, welcome, everybody. Bye, welcome. You know, it's good to see. And that's the thing, and that's only going to explode, you know, as the days go by when people find out you're here, you know. So we're glad to have you, very much so. Tell us about your family. Tell us a little family stuff on you personally.
Family-wise, I don't have any kids or anything. I got a loving German Shepherd, though. You know, she's my everything. I have a strong relationship with my family, you know, my father, my mother, and my grandparents and stuff, my cousins and aunts. And, you know, I'm built behind strong family relations. And
any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got two brothers. I'm the youngest of three. Football is running our family. All three of us went to college for football. My older brother, Roland, he won the Division II Heisman a few years ago.
I coached your brother.
Oh, wow. So you
in Albany. He was with us. Yeah, Roland Rivers.
Right.
That's, I had no idea that was your brother.
Yeah, it's my older brother.
I'll be darned. Huh. Wow, that's amazing. That's excellent. Roland's a great guy. I love Roland. Yeah. Yeah, he tore up Division II, man.
Big time.
Yeah. Well, no, that's awesome. That's great. And I know when you said German Shepherds, did you see Ralph's eyes light up? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big dog guy. I'm a big, big dog guy. So
yeah. I just have big dogs. Last year we got I got a dog during the season, is an English bulldog named Coach. I called him Coach, and when I got him, he was a peanut. He maybe weighed 2 pounds. He was 6 weeks old, but he's over 40 now,
and runs the house. Yeah, he's a beast. So yeah, we love dogs. I know our owners, Don and James, love dogs. Don especially. You're gonna go crazy when you see all the dogs he has. Yeah, and the ranch. So yeah, it's just great. You're gonna have a little bit of a culture shock, you know, when you come, because you're not used to this beautiful weather we have in San Antonio compared to Green Bay. We joked about that a little bit. And the people are great, and I hope you like really good Mexican food and Tex-Mex and barbecue and all that good stuff. Oh, there's Coach. Yeah. Yeah, now you got rid of Roland. See, or bye.
Oh, he's there.
Okay. So, yeah, it's, you know, we just can't wait to see you and have you come into camp and do what you do. And then the next couple of weeks, we're going to start our Zoom calls, defensive Zoom calls, and offensive Zoom calls, and team calls, and getting everybody on so you can meet all your buddies. Now, you have a very good and a fan favorite of ours. One of your good friends is Mr. Duck, right?
Yeah, yes, sir, Cliff, yeah.
Yeah, so Duck was the one who said, hey, here's his number, you should call him, you know?
Oh, and, yeah, me and Cliff reached out to each other during the middle of the season, you know? I respected his game and stuff, you know, just watching film just throughout the season and stuff, you know, a few players popped out to me. Duck was definitely one of those guys, you know. I think it was a play he had a – I think he got called for targeting. It was a terrible call.
You get a lot of those. Yeah.
And I was watching that game, and I immediately messaged him. I said, man, that's a terrible call, man. You're playing, you know, lights-out football. So, yeah. I was excited, you know, to be able to play alongside just another athlete that's, you know, in the same caliber as myself.
Well, that's the idea, is that we've got a couple more ready to pull the trigger here in the next couple of days as well. And we're going to surround you with the best of the best this year on defense. And it's been the number one priority of mine. The nice thing is when you have such a good offense and they all want to come back, it makes the job easier on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, I tell these guys all the time, if you can hold teams at 25 or less, we're happy because – we're going to score 55, 60 every game. You know, that's just who we are. So, you know, just the idea that you're bringing in the right culture guys, you're bringing in the right athletes, you're bringing in the right people. That's the biggest part. And that's what I'm most proud of, is getting a person of the character caliber of this young man, more so than, you know, the fact he has all the football accolades to go with it. So. Thrilled to have you, buddy.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here. I'm even more excited than you probably can imagine.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, listen, thanks for coming. Oh, before we go, we should ask, anybody got any questions for him? Did we see anything come up? Anybody? Chance?
Yeah, I haven't seen any questions. People know who he is.
Yeah, they know who he is. Yeah.
I was super excited when you even mentioned his name. It's like, I didn't know it was possible because we got Clifton. Great. Now, we have two guys in that backfield playing man. Nobody is going to be able to throw that ball more than 10 yards downfield. It's going to be contested, highly, highly contested. These guys have closing speed from hell. And yeah.
Or heaven.
Dustin Jackson says he doesn't know who this gentleman is. Dustin, go look at the IFL Defensive Player of the Year picture and then look at your screen. It's that guy.
Yeah. It's the guy everybody wants. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And we're blessed to have you.
And well, he's a gunslinger. By golly.
I won't keep you any longer, but yeah. Hey, you got to get used to this, right? Yeah.
Guns up, baby.
Two guns up, man.
There you go. All right. So, listen, I won't keep you any longer than we need to, but I just wanted to say welcome. Thank you for being a part of this. We're going to have you on again when we have all the DBs on one show. We're going to do it by position here in the, you know, by Christmas. I think that'll be a lot of fun. We're going to just, you know, keep communicating. And if you need anything, you know, pick it up and call me. All right. Other than that, you know, God bless you, son. And thanks again for being a part of us.
Will do. I can't wait to get started, Coach.
All right, buddy. Guns up.
Guns up.
There you go. All right. Thank you.
What a way to start a show, Coach.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's like getting the first round draft choice, you know?
Yes. I was so excited when you mentioned his name. It's like, really? We're going to get him?
You know, I think the word's out that it's a good place to be. And the people, you know, people like Duck and the guys and the coaches and the owners and the atmosphere and the fans. And I think people want to come and be a part of that. And we're excited, very, very excited to have them. And sorry, Green Bay, we do what we do.
Yep. Yep. All yep. Right. Yep. Yep. Okay. Well, we already have over 54 viewers and more are piling in. I guess the rumor mill is circulating. Okay. Let's move on then to the second quarter.
Okay. We got two more announcements to make too.
Yes. So. We have more. So I want to get into the second quarter. Yes. Dustin, that guy. We'll be right back with the second quarter of Branded and even more names that you've probably heard of. And if you haven't, you're going to come game time. You're watching Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. We'll be back in just a moment.
Reputation. It defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter as we pop the banner up on the screen. Ralph Judkins along with Coach Manas. It's Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. And today is day two of free agency after all that fun up in Montana. Coach finally has to get back to work. I mean, we're kidding, folks. He's been working all blasted time.
No, it was funny because I took the entire board with me. I shrunk it down. And when we left, well, I had just gotten back from San Antonio, right? I had time to come home, pack, wash my clothes, and get on another plane, go to Montana. And I took all my office stuff with me. And there were times where I was scurrying to get to a clearing or a mountain to make a call. There were times when, you know, I was in the cabin, you know, trying to cut deals and, you know, talk to players. I excuse myself from the reception to talk to a player, you know. If you love what you do and all that, it never stops. And so I probably worked a significant amount of hours on the vacation, but it was also nice to be with family. So it didn't feel like much work, you know, but we got lucky. Got a couple more to talk about. Okay. Unfortunately, we didn't coordinate
One, literally, I signed as we were going on air, so we didn't have time to get him on this week, but we'll have him on. This one, though, him and I had worked this out probably about 2 weeks ago, and we slow walked it a little bit so we could get to October 1st. And obviously yesterday I was on a plane pretty much all day. And then when I got home, it was waiting for me in my box inbox. And that's Glenn Gibbons, wide receiver. You know him as an Arizona Rattler. Led the league half the year last year in touchdowns. Just a tremendous football player. And again, I know you're going to get tired of hearing it, but a better person. Veteran status. Yes, wide receiver. And that's because if you have a, you know, if you have a stall full of thoroughbred racehorses, you're not going to pull in a mule in there. You're going to bring in another thoroughbred to compete and be a part of that. And that's exactly what we just did. And so, sorry, Dustin, don't cry. Yeah, we did. And and the thing about it, which is so nice, is like I said, Glenn and I had multiple conversations prior to any commitment on either side. And I think we both really, you know, felt like we were hitting all the same bullet points. And he's just really good football player too. I mean, he's just a really, really good football player. And we're so lucky and blessed to have him on board. Yeah, see, wow. Yeah, you knew that guy, didn't you? Okay.
Here's another name that got mentioned by Texas Pete, but I don't think this is happening anywhere. But if it were to happen, you might have to consider that it would happen in San Antonio with head coach Tom Manas. You just never know.
No, you do know. It's never going to happen. It's funny because we use this line in New York, and it's called an abundance of riches, you know, and it's not because of all the peripheral things. It's because of the good people, you know. The good people just keep getting, it just keeps getting better and better. And I try to explain this to Don and James multiple times and they get it, but it's, I still say it, is that we're not building for one championship. Okay. We're building for legacies. We're building for long-term community involvement, community entertainment, community championships. You know, we're building a structure that's not built on sand. It's built on rock, you know, and I believe that. And so guys like Glenn and Vi, you know, I'm all about. One more. Now, this is a great story. This is a great story.
As if those two were not enough, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us on Branded Tonight while we rock the universe.
This is the last, third one and final one we're announcing tonight. But by the time I'm in town next Wednesday for a live Branded show, we'll have the ability to announce the other ones. I just don't want to yet. We'll just say that. So this one is a very strange one, to say the least. So you know me with offensive linemen. And offensive linemen are, in professional football, they're the holy grail. They are what everyone strives to get. They are, if you have a great offensive line, you become dominant right away. If you have a great offensive line, you impose your will on those that don't want to have it imposed upon them, right? You have the ability to change an outcome of a football game. And the number one criteria of a football player, an offensive lineman, is we're protectors. That's first and foremost. Our job is to dominate in a fashion that protects somebody else. So it's not for us, it's to protect someone else. That's the job of an offensive lineman, whether it be a running back, quarterback in the pocket, whatever it is. So I have an affinity for great offensive linemen. Well,
I thought, who's the number one free agent offensive lineman in the entire country that I would have a shot at to come and play in San Antonio? That list gets very short, very fast. I said, I want someone who played in the league. I'm talking NFL. I want someone that has pedigree, played at a big-time college. I want someone that can snap the ball. I want someone that just could change the outcome of a game. Right? How about starting center for Ohio State, Matt Burrell? Yep, we got him. So, call Matt up. Matt was helping his younger brother at a high school football practice. And he said, can I call you back, coach? I said, sure. I got busy. He got busy 5 hours later, right before the show. Oh, I think it was around 6 o'clock my time, 6:30 my time. Matt calls, and we spent the next hour on the phone. This young man checked every box. We didn't even talk about football for 45 minutes. We talked about God. We talked about family, being a dad. He has a four-year-old. We talked about what we do every day. Is it going to be easy? Is it going to be hard to be a good man? Not even talking about football. Not even talking about football. Then we get into football. You have pedigree. Coached by Urban Myers. Played at a highest level in college and professionally. But hasn't played his best football yet. And recognizes that. Because a lot of things haven't aligned perfectly for him. Where it would allow him to put family above football, put God above family, put everything in place in a way that would make it where he could just play guilt-free, 100% warrior, gladiator football. Well, we're there. I will make a bet right now that this kid will not only be first team all IFL next year, I have a sneaking suspicion he can go anywhere he wants after this. And I hope he wants to stay right where he's at. And we talked about that. Sometimes the grass isn't greener. Sometimes it's nice to raise your family and know you got a job and go to work every day and the people in your community start getting around you. He is going to be the kind of guy that every single one of our sponsors are going to be after. Him, Vi, Glenn, sponsors are going to go nuts for these guys. Because if you have a business or a product that you want endorsed, my God, you want these kids doing it.
How about an NFL player? I mean.
Well, forget that. He's a gunslinger now, officially. He signed. We got the contract done at 6:58 East Central Time. So we could announce it tonight. Oh, and here's the closer when we're talking about I'm an old lineman, he's an old lineman. My relationship with God, his relationship with God, my relationship with my family, his relationship with their family. And I said to him, hey, just so I know for the contract, when's your birthday? April 24th, my birthday. And he goes, Coach, you're not just telling me that to get me to sign, are you? I said, no. Yeah, it was almost like it was a divine intervention phone call.
This is meant to be.
Yeah. And I think we're good for each other. You know, I think our program and myself are good for him, and I think he's good for us. You know, we talked about that. We talked about the footprints we leave behind, you know, and do we want people to have a clear path to follow, or do we want people just to not even remember we were there, you know? And he gets it, and he's a great, great young man. I can't wait to have him on the field with us and in the building with us and in the community with us. So yeah, three superstars. How'd we do? Not bad for day one, huh?
You're right. Right. Yeah. So, and we're not
and
done.
And some interesting stories come off of that too, which we can get into in the second half, but you know, I'm going to tell you players this right now. Don't play games. Do not play games. One young man found that out earlier this afternoon. Well, you know, I want click. Don't play games.
Right.
There's thousands of football players that want to play football. And I guarantee you, the best football players in the country aren't on the field every Sunday or Saturday or Friday. Some haven't been given an opportunity. Which reminds me, November 23rd, everybody, we're up to almost 40 people that have already signed and pre-registered for that date to be at the tryout in San Antonio. I'm leaving plenty of spots this year open to look at talent that we have around Texas and around the surrounding states and hell from anywhere in the U.S. So take advantage of that.
Got a guy right now that chimed in on the show before you even said it, saying he can't wait for his opportunity to come on November 23rd to the camp. That's James Robinson.
Yeah, so just prepare. Prepare, be ready, be the best version of you when you come in, and, you know, just give it everything you got.
Do you want to tell Naquan, or you want me to tell Naquan? Naquan asked, who did we get? I guess he just made it off of the workout and into the call, because our numbers keep going up, Coach, as the show's going on.
Well, we've got Vi Rivers, okay, from the defensive back from Green Bay, first team All-AFL. We got Glenn Gibbons, wide receiver from Arizona, right, Dustin? And then we got Matt Burrell, offensive lineman out of Ohio State in the NFL.
And now you're up to date, and I guess it's time to go on to the second half. Dustin had a great comment that I think kind of wraps up the first half. And again, this is just the first half, and we're not done yet, folks. Coach is not done. But yes, Dustin, you're absolutely correct. Gunslinger is going to be a tough, legit squad this year. Was there any question in anyone's mind? I don't know. But when we come back, it will be the second half and the third quarter. You're watching Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Batangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had the name of pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Batangas near you.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
And welcome back to Branded for the start of the third quarter. Ralph Judkins along with head coach Tom Manas, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. Well, that was a heck of a first half, coach. This is the second time around. Last year, you're putting together a roster that changed the personality of what the Gunslingers were going to stand for and how the Gunslingers were going to perform. But I know you are always evolving as a coach and always getting better. has your mindset changed at all about how you go about recruiting now in the IFL, now in your second year, and now for San Antonio in particular?
Yes, yes, and yes. I would say that the most interesting part about recruiting this year is for whatever reason last year, I did what I had done for previous years, and I should have waited and been a little bit more patient, which I'm going to be this year. You know, you're allowed to bring 40 into camp and have 40 on your roster for camp. And I'm not in a hurry to get to that number this year. You know, you have to have a sense of urgency on some guys because players, let me just tell you this right off the bat. If you haven't signed back with your team yet, don't sign back with them until maybe Christmas, because you don't know what kind of opportunities are going to come up for you between now and then. If you signed right away, I get it. You're happy you're home. We had a lot of guys do that. Great. But I'm talking about the guys on the bubble, just going through the thought process. You know, just don't be in a hurry to sign right back if you haven't made that move already. Because if you would have, you would have already. And now take advantage of this opportunity. Very rarely in pro sports do you get to pick where you want to play. And this is one of those opportunities that you have. So, you know, if a player, you know, like I said earlier, if a player wants to play games, there's so many guys out there that have the ability to play and are good athletes and just, you know, they're going to be out there. And then there's positional recruiting. You know, everyone's, you know, defensive line is going to be very important to us this year, and linebacker. But defensive line, let's just talk about that for a minute. You go out and you get a guy who has, you know, 1 year experience, 2 years experience, 3 years experience playing defensive line in the IFL. Great. I can get a guy out of college to play defensive end in the IFL. The same principles. You know, if you're contain. If you're used to coming out of a 3-point, then I don't have to teach anything. The shading rule, great. Other than that, just go see ball, get ball. Just be a football player. Where it's different as a defensive back. Defensive backs, you want guys with pedigree and indoor football experience and all that. And I think we're showing that we're doing that. Linebackers the same way. Offensive line, same kind of thing. You can get a guy out of college to come in and be a great offensive line player for you or out of another league because that's impose your will, footwork. None of that changes really. To any big degree, maybe the kick a little bit, and that's about a week's worth of work that you can teach someone. But then the quarterbacks, the wide receivers, that takes time. That's where you want the experience. Running backs, again, I think it's a little bit of a toss-up. You can get a guy with indoor experience or not, just a guy who's just really good running back and finds holes and can block an end here and there and, you know, do those things. And I think you can get them directly out of college as well. So I think we're right around 18 players now on our roster. And it's what, the 1st of October. And we don't go to camp till March. So a little less than halfway there on what we're going to do. With no sense of crazy urgency that we have to do something or we're going to miss out. You know, I think we're fine right where we're at. And there's some good football teams out there in the IFL that are doing heavy recruiting too. So kids got to make it fine.
I remember last year, you saying that, look, I've got 35, 20, 38 guys ready to go right now. At this point last year, I remember you saying that. And I remember the excitement of saying, hey, great. They're going to come into camp. They're going to see Gunslinger Nation. They're going to see a dedicated outdoor or an indoor football field and an outdoor environment with the physios on site, with a weight room on site, with the food being catered for lunch every day with a 4-star hotel accommodation. Who wouldn't want to play here? If you're going to play in the Indoor Football League, why would you not want to play in San Antonio?
There are factors. Okay, so one of them is family. Okay, I live in North Dakota. I could go to Green Bay easier than coming to Texas, and at least that way my family will see me once in a while, or I can go here. You know, I live in San Diego. They got a team in San Diego. I'd rather stay in San Diego. You know, there's that factor. Right. The other factor when you're recruiting is timing. You got school teachers, you got guys with jobs, being able to get off for camp, getting out of school early for camp, having to, you know, to do this or do that. All those things come into play. Life in general comes into play. And then there's the asshole factor. You know, a guy just wants to be an asshole while he's getting recruited. He thinks,
I guess.
Well, no, I'm saying it's coaches and players, right? They either think they got something greater than what they have, or they think they're better than they are, or they think that, you know, they didn't get enough of this over there and they want more of that over here. And, you know, they didn't like the food in this town. They want this town. Hassle factor. Thank the good Lord you got an opportunity to play ball, you know,
right?
And at the end of the day, and look, do we have it great? Yeah. Do I think we have the best of the best? Yes. If that's a factor for you, then great, come. If it's not a factor for you, go play someplace else where you're worrying about eating. I'm just saying, though, it's just
a free market. It's a free market.
It's amazing some of these decisions some of these kids make. And I just kind of shake my head and go, well, weren't you the guy complaining that you didn't have this, you didn't have that, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, and then you're going back there? You know? And then we had a couple that just decided after coming out of those bad experiences just to retire. I don't want to play anymore. After what I just went through, I don't want to play anymore. Now, that's prevalent in our league, but not as prevalent as in other leagues, you know. And so it could be the way they were coached. It could be the way they were housed. It could be the way they were fed. It could be the fact you have any idea how many players I call, and the first thing they say is, we heard that you keep a regimen. And I say, yeah, we do. You know, we have meetings every day. We have weights. We have, you know, we're on time. We have team functions. We have sponsor responsibilities. We have this. We hold ourselves accountable. He goes, man, I can't wait to have that. When can I sign? You know, and I remember, it's not just us. I remember hearing that from coaches and players in the XFL. I had one coach. I can say who it is because she's easy to find. Oh, she is easy to find out. I just told you. But when her and I were on the phone, I wanted to bring her to San Antonio. I think she's a hell of a coach. And her thing was, and the way she put it was crazy, it took 6 weeks before they had a coaches meeting during the season. And her housing
season.
And now, mind you, this is a female. Her housing was where she had to walk through a strip club parking lot to get to her front door.
That's wow. A female.
And it was a very disheartening experience for her. And, you know, she had coached in the NFL and she had coached, you know, and was trying to move up the ranks in the XFL. And so it's not just it's any level outside of the NFL. You're going to have that, you know, and it, not a lot, but you do have it. I can honestly say in the IFL, these owners tend to really care about their players and do exactly, you know, what they need to do to make sure that they're well taken care of. Now, there's some that go above and beyond. And then there's some like us that are exceptional in what we do. So just be careful when you're talking to a coach who takes the time to call you you know, even if you're not going there, don't burn that bridge. You know, don't disregard the fact that someone was actually interested in you. That's quite a compliment, you know, so.
So this combined with this time around, we're going to be a little more patient. And this time around, don't burn any bridges. And this time
I burn bridges all the time. You know that. I don't burn them. I blow them up. No, I'm serious. I mean, at 64 years old, what's the point? You know,
you also try to legitimately help people. If we're not going to move forward with a relationship,
if they don't want help, right. If someone doesn't want help, then, you know, they don't want help. And that's okay. That's fine. Just, you know, I don't save your number till we have a conversation in my phone.
Right. It's like, I have his number. What's the point?
Yeah. So
I'm just going to run out of memory, and I need all the memory I can for pictures, taking pictures eventually.
Mom. Yeah.
And trophies. I mean, you've got a lot of pictures of trophies too.
You know what though, that somebody at the wedding asked me, they said, well, what's your favorite one of all? And I said, the next one.
Right.
The next one is going to be my favorite, you know, and I'm telling you all this, I want nothing more in my career than to put a ring on Don and Pam and James and Stephanie's fingers. And I'm good. I'm good. After that, I'll keep coaching, keep doing my thing as long as he'll have me, but I'm good. Cause then I want to say, how are you going to design the next one? Right. And then I want to say, how are you going to design the next one? And that's the most fun about being a coach, is that if we don't have that little bit of confidence, and I don't want to say arrogance, because believe it or not, everybody, I'm not an arrogant person. I am a very confident person, but my confidence is never in myself, unfortunately. My confidence is always in the people I surround myself with. I always doubt myself, but I trust and have confidence in my players, my coaches, my owners, my fans, my sponsors, that they're going to always be there for us. So I want that very much for them, you know. So anyway, what else you got?
Well, we've got the fourth quarter where we talk a little bit about what's going on in the industry, specifically within our league, within the rank we were talking about. We were talking about coaching, and we will continue to do that when we return, as we're now over 60 views on this home edition version of Branded. We're going to take a break and be right back in a moment. You're watching Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Batangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket, because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch, because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza, because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Batangas near you.
Welcome to South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center. Step into our operating rooms, where highly skilled surgeons work hand-in-hand with specialized technicians. Our dedicated team has extensive experience and expertise in spine and surgical procedures. Our commitment to patient safety is unwavering. We understand that your well-being is at the heart of everything we do. South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, an outpatient center, where expertise, longevity, and state-of-the-art technology come together for your health.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of Branded, brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital. Ralph Judkins along with Coach Tom Manas. There's been a lot of movement in the around the clipboard and the whistle, let's put it that way, as far as coaches going. Fisher Freight hired their first coach, Dixie Wooten. Bay Area brought back Rob Keefe. Green Bay re-signed Corey Robertson. Bay Area, the surprise to me, signed Les Moss as an assistant. Northern Arizona signing Ron James. San Diego extended the contract on Taylor. And our old buddy Shia Burley went to Northern Arizona now as the offensive coordinator. A lot of movement with the coaches. Any comments you want to add to any of those, Coach?
No, I mean, all great coaches, and I think all those teams either stayed good or got better. You know, I guess if you want to knock them down one at a time, I know San Diego retained their coach for another season. He did a great job this year. He's a good guy, too. He really is. I know Saya went, and he is now the OC in NAS, right? Correct, with Ron? Right. He's another really good football coach, great teacher to players, stand-up guy. Really like him a lot. Les, one of my favorites. People question that. And I'll tell you what, the relationship Les and Rob have, I can see them staying together forever. You know, they know how each other works. They find a groove. They get really good. Bay Area was good last year. I think they're even better with Les there. You know, I think he is kind of like, I want to say almost like the rudder for Rob Keith's boat. You know, the relationship they have. So, and again, I don't know, but just impressions. All good ones. I know Corey's going back to Green Bay. He did a great job this year for them. I'm obviously coming back. I don't know how good that is. I hope it's good for everybody. But I'm just saying is that, my passion and love for the indoor football game is strong. And I think every coach we talked about has that same mindset as well. And then, Dixie up in with the Freight, he'll do a great job. He's passionate. He's, 100 miles an hour guy. He's already putting posts up telling everybody that, hey, we got showers and everything. No, I'm just kidding. He's bragging on them. He should brag on them because they're a good organization that came out and they're stepping up. Sounds like their ownership is kind of do a lot of things that we were already doing here in San Antonio. So anything that makes it better for the players and the coaches, I'm all about. So,
and that's something you had said that you had hoped that Gunslinger Nation and the fact that it existed was something you hope would put, I don't want to say pressure, but set a standard that other owners would want to meet and want to do, and that this is what the premier indoor league should look like. The premier indoor league should have teams with this level of commitment.
Yeah, and I want to say something to that, Ralph, because it's not for me, but, you see what Don Rackler put into this thing and how he treats people and the players and how we traveled and how we were hosts and everything we did. For them not to be franchise of the year here just miffs me. It just miffs me. Because if you're talking about how to do it right, I'm not taking anything away from whoever won that thing. I'm just saying.
We took away one of their best players.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It's just that I think that it's just, you got to look at everything. And what I would do
is I can't tell you how many players I talked to in this free agency that said, hey, when we came up there, man, the way you treated us and the way it was, and we talked to your guys and the way they're having things and the way they this, you know, they just raved about it. Yeah, I think they missed the boat on that one. So,
well, anyway. hopefully the ownership will hear about that and recognize that, and the league will recognize that maybe this year. Maybe we'll just have to make them recognize it.
I don't know how you do that, but okay. I've just set up some good refs.
Yeah, that's another conversation for another show. We've hit the hour mark.
we are gonna have the head of officials on. He's helping his daughter who's suffering through that hurricane aftermath. And I want to just I put a post out there. I shared it with a bunch of different groups. You know, this is primarily to the players and their families. We're a family. If you're a coach, if you're a player, if you're an owner in this world, we're a family. And I put reach out if you need any help. And that's our job, is to try to connect you with the help you need. Okay. You know, the fact that so many people, I mean, you think about the week we've had, you know, with the conflict, the war that's now going full bore with Israel. You think about the, you know, the fact that we had that hurricane prior to that. There was another thing that happened. Oh, yeah, Vance kicked the living crap out of the other guy.
We said we wouldn't get political, and we're not going.
I had to throw that in. Just so much going on, not to take away from anything, because those are two very, very serious issues. And I encourage everyone to keep praying for those and do whatever you can do to help. I know Miss Susan and I are, so I hope everyone does.
Well, you ready to do the wrap up and call it an evening? Because I really think we've done quite a bit of damage throughout the league. If you weren't watching, Brandon, when we were live, and you're watching this on replay because somebody told you to watch it because, hey, you got to hear this. It right at an hour, and, man, we've scandalized more than a couple people.
We're just blessed to get the guys we got, and you know, hopefully they'll have an impact not only on the football team, but in our community as well. And that's probably what I'm most excited about, is the interaction that our fans are going to continue to have watching the growth of this football team socially, professionally. And, you know, I'm on a team where, if you send your kids down on the field after the game to sign autographs, they're going to have a memorable experience, not only by getting the autograph, but by meeting some really high caliber first class people.
So. And we've got a opportunity here for next week. Any of our sponsors or potential future sponsors.
It changed.
Oh, it did. Okay.
Next week, we're going to be at Matinga's.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a special guest on from the corporate side regarding a very huge announcement relative to the Gunslingers. And then we're also going to have, I just talked to Murray earlier this afternoon, and he's thinking that with his schedule, he'd be able to come on. And I'm going to try to get on Matt and Glenn, the guys we signed today, next week, and also maybe one or two of our new signings between now and then. So it's going to be a lot of guests on next week, which is great because then you don't have to watch my slides from my vacation.
I thought it was nice. It was relaxing. I mean, you had a chance to recharge, Coach. You got to have some downtime.
I feel hungover is what I feel right now. I'm just like done. I'm going to probably sleep good tonight. But I think it'll be a great show. So that's on the 9th, right? The following week, as far as I know right now, our I'll be in town. We're going to do a live show, is open, which means if you are either one of our corporate sponsors and or a potential sponsor that wants to get involved with the Gunslingers, reach out to Jen. And Jen will talk to you about possibly having us come out and do a show there the following week and or in the near future. So hopefully everyone will come. And the tryout's creeping up. So in November, we want to make sure that we got everybody involved in that. Okay?
I was going to say, if I could, if I push the right button here. Well, there it is. Okay. Make sure we have the tryout graphic up.
Yeah. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. So looking forward to it.
And Dustin's right. Saying we're killing him with suspense. What suspense? We've already killed you.
Oh, you didn't hear? Oh, okay. No. You'll know by next Wednesday. And Dustin, I apologize in advance. We'll just say that.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up our episode of Branded in just a moment. You are watching Branded, and we'll be back with the finale brought to you by South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
It's the high school football season, the most exciting time of the year.
That's right, Greg, and John Wayne Service Company is in on the action with Texas Sports Productions.
Watch and listen to the hundreds of games this season on the all-new TSP app, and vote for the John Wayne Player of the Game during the games and the John Wayne Player of the Week beginning on Sundays during the season.
Go to johnwayne.com to vote and be automatically entered to win a $10,000 home makeover.
Get in the game today with TSP
and John Wayne Service Company.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Batangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in-store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in-store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas roll. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza and just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had the name of pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Batangas near you.
All right, team, huddle up. Just like in surgery, we need precision and teamwork. Trust me, just like on the field, if we stick to the playbook, we'll achieve excellence.
Coach, are you sure about this?
We've trained for this. We're experts. The San Antonio Gunslingers in South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital and Outpatient Center, where precision meets performance.
And this will wrap up our show for episode 44, October 2nd. Make sure before you go, you've liked and subscribed. Coach, I guess it's time now again for the good nights.
Good nights, right. Okay, first of all, for Tommy and Brittany that are still in Montana, I love you. Congratulations. It was a great wedding, one that will not be forgotten by so many. And of course, I'm going to go kiss Miss Susan when I get out of here and say goodnight. But for Eli, Liliana, and Mila, time to go to bed. Papu loves you. Good night.
This has been Branded for October 2nd. And as always, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.